Brethren, do we have the Spirit which is the spirit of envy, malice, hate, incorporated in darkness, or God's Holy Spirit, full of light and good fruit? Now, Passover and unleavened bread are a special time when we as God's people put the physical leaven from our homes. And we are also to remove the spiritual leaven from the body, us, the temple of God's Holy Spirit. And it's vitally important that we do not keep feast with old leaven, as Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8. If you'd like to just turn to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We must fill our hearts and our minds to the full with God's Holy Spirit. Jesus, our Saviour and King, was completely full of God's Holy Spirit. It emanated from him, as shown by all the things that he did for the people, such as raising the dead, the blind and the dumb being able to see and speak. He taught us also to avoid offences, which can in this day and age be quite difficult. And he received little children to him. He fed thousands. And he made food for the disciples, and he even washed their feet. And so much more even than this. The fruit of God's Holy Spirit was not only an integral part of Christ, but it gave him great strength and wisdom, as seen in his temptation in the wilderness. Now, the Judean wilderness can be beautiful, but it is also very inhospitable, dry and arid. Now, I've never actually been to the Judean wilderness, but I have spent time in a couple of different places within the Middle East, and it's very similar. And just to look on this, if we turn to Luke chapter 4, whenever Christ was in the wilderness, Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Luke chapter 4, reading verses 1 to 13. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If you be the Son of God, command that this stone be made bread. And Jesus answered, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. If you therefore will worship me, and all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and he set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and he said to him, If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from thence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. This is a typical example of how Christ was so full of the Holy Spirit. He was able to, after a period of fasting, a very long period of fasting, he was able to resist Satan, the devil. And that was through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now God our Father wants us to be Christ-like. And Christ instructed the people to bring forth fruit. And we can read that if you turn to Matthew 3 verse 8. That's Matthew chapter 3 verse 8. And it reads, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." But we must ask him for the Holy Spirit to be able to do so. So we've got to ask him for the Holy Spirit to be able to do that. So what, there is a connection between faith, the fruits and gifts of God's Holy Spirit. And that's what I'd just like to sort of look at. And I know that we're all familiar with it, but sometimes it doesn't do any harm to look at it. Now, parents like to give gifts to their children, and this is more so on our father's part. Now, if we turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 13. That's Luke 11 and verse 13. And it reads, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Now, I know that I would like for you what I desire for myself, and that is to be full of the fruits of God's Holy Spirit. I desire that for myself, but I also desire it for you, for indeed for all people. Therefore, I have to pose the question, have I got these fruits and gifts? Now, the connection between faith and the fruits and the gifts of God's Holy Spirit is very clear. But if we compare the world, in comparison to the world and its people, we as members of the body of Jesus Christ, the Church of God, we are greatly blessed knowing what we believe. For salvation is of the Jews through Jesus Christ. This, however, is not the case for the majority of mankind. Let's take a quick look why. This world and the people in it are absolutely steeped and indoctrinated in cunningly devised fables. And they do not know what they believe. They blindly accept what they have been taught and what's been propagated to them. For example, the Chinese religion comprises of Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism. The native religion of Japan is Shinto, and the main religions in India are Buddhism, Hinduism, and Sikhism. Now these religions, they have their faith and beliefs based basically on one or more of the following, such as fate, reincarnation, ancestor worship, and in India, mere animals such as the cow and elephant are venerated, and even rats are worshipped as a god, which is sad for those people. The rat bit I just heard yesterday on the wireless, they were talking about I've forgotten where it was in India, and they were talking about that there's a temple in India where it is absolutely infested with rats. I think it was David Attenborough was doing a program for the BBC, and they had put because they were filming this, and they were saying how the rats are quite intelligent. It's the large Far Eastern brown rat, and he had to go in with the film crew into the inner court of this temple, and he happened to notice that one of the attendants was smearing banana on the leg of the stool that he was to sit on. And he said, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, that's to make it a wee bit more effective because the rats will climb up and jump on you." I thought it was that would be horrifying. But anyway, that's the situation that we have in the world. Now, closer to home, we have the Egyptian, the Greek, the Roman, the British Celtic, and the North Teutonic religions.